I'm Russell. You can find me at Russ H. Wolf on Twitter or Slack. And I'm going to be starting next week at Touch Lab doing multi-platform stuff. We've just had a couple talks on multi-platform, so I'm just going to do kind of a quick intro with some of my thoughts. But in brief, the idea of multi-platform is to take common code and compile it to multiple targets. So that being things like JVM, JavaScript, Android, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in addition to that shared common code, use platform-specific code to talk to any of the individual platform APIs. And the general idea here is making it easy to do the custom things when you have to, but share the things that don't need to be customized per platform. So the tools to let you do that, So what does common code look like? So it looks pretty much like any Kotlin code you write. So from common, you have access to most of the standard library that you're used to, minus some platform-specific things. You can create classes, functions. You have things like the collections API. And when common isn't quite good enough, there's various strategies for platform-specific code to be able to kind of create whichever implementation you need to interact with that platform. So you have things like expect and actual. So you can say, I expect some string that's going to be the platform, which you might call Android on Android, and you might call iOS on iOS. It's a very useful tool. You don't have to use it. So you could also just define an interface in your common and have implementations on it for it on each of the platforms. And a neat advantage to this is your implementations don't necessarily have to live in Kotlin. So maybe on the iOS side, for example, I want to have a Swift implementation of something that's defined in common. If it's interface, you can still do that. And you have the ability to have multiple implementations. So expect in actual, the compiler enforces that they are one-to-one per platform. So there's exactly one actual declaration for every expect declaration. If you wanted to be able to do things like substitute mocks for testing, interfaces are a lot more